Hey there, this is Seth Juarez coming to you from the Moscone Center in San Francisco, California. This is Build 2015, and I thought we'd have some wonderful guests to talk about some interesting products that we build that maybe we don't talk about enough. And so I'm excited to have you on. Why don't you introduce yourselves and then tell us what we're talking about. We'll start over here.
Okay, I'm Rav Davidson. I'm the Director of Program Management for Application Insights.
I'm Shiva Kumar. I'm a Group Program Manager in the Application Insights.
So Application Insights is this thing that I've heard about, but I feel like as a developer, I should know more about. What is the main reason for Application Insights? Maybe you can give us a 10,000 foot overview.
Exactly. So Application Insight is a solution for developers who are building web applications and services. And it lets you diagnose issues and analyze different aspects of your application. The way we work is we have an SDK that is open source. It's for .NET, Java, Python, PHP, and so on. We collect telemetry from the different tiers of your application. We analyze it in our backend, and we alert you as soon as there is a problem so you can investigate it, analyze your telemetry, and identify issues, understand them all the way to resolve them, hopefully before they even affect your users.
I see. So is this something, when you mentioned telemetry, what kind of data are we actually looking at? How do developers sort of interact with it? How does someone even get started with this? It feels like this is something we should be doing on all our applications.
Yeah, so first of all, turning Application Insights on is extremely easy. It's literally a checkbox in Visual Studio. And then we collect automatically for you things like page views and requests and exceptions and dependency information and so on. We also let you emit your custom telemetry so you can choose to send us more information for us to analyze.
I see. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. I'm a developer. What are the things that I get for free with the checkbox versus the things that I might want to send to Application Insights, and then how do you do that?
So out of the box, you added NuGet to your project. We collect a whole host of information about your requests that you're hitting your web servers, exceptions, dependencies you're calling, page views on the client that they're adding a little snippet of code there. That's what comes out of the box. Then you can extend it by adding traces. Developers always write traces.
Sure.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Also, they can add custom events, which could be like their things about their business logic.
Right.
You know, I'm selling something, it's my conversion rate, or things like that are very specific to your app. And all of that is automatically collected and presented and also correlated. So you know, if you know one transaction, you want to look at what happened in a transaction, you can chain through all of those things to understand really what's going on.
I see, and that's interesting, right? Because there's a difference between this sort of fire hose of telemetry data that then you later have to sort through. Are you telling me that App Insights sort of correlates some of that stuff? How does it package it up for you? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we actually announced this week a new feature that Shiva is going to show you in a minute. We called it proactive detection. It's a near real-time alerting. It actually detects a spike in your application, in failures in your application. It analyzes you, so it can tell you the special characteristic of this failure. For instance, we can tell you that people who are using Chrome, who are accessing a specific version of your application, are having severe issues right now. And then we provide the related information, such as the dependencies and traces, so you can analyze it. And you know, talking to some of our customers who have tried it, they tell us that in many cases, these proactive alerts tell them about issues that they weren't aware of, or before they become aware of severe issues. And also that the information we provide actually makes it very easy to understand what the problem is. Maybe we should just show
yeah,
the
let's
demo.
Just see. Okay. I mean, we rode the hype train. Now let's actually get on
okay.
and go somewhere.
So the scenario I want to demonstrate, talk about, is discuss here is, imagine I'm a developer of a service ticket application.
Okay.
No big deal, but it's quite an important service for my corporation. So I'm having lunch, I get an alert.
Okay.
Right, through what Mirav just talked about, which is the proactive detection feature. What it does is, in this case, what it's done is it looked at the failure rate of my request coming to my service, and when it sees an abnormal pattern, it raises an email
right.
to me. So in this case, what it's done is it's applied some machine learning techniques to really figure out what might be interesting for you. So what I've gotten this email, let's say I'm at lunch. I see this email. There's a lot of useful information for me here. First of all, it tells me that my report aspect of the service is having issues. That's the request. It's also telling me that one user was affected. So, reporting one user, it's okay, I can finish my lunch.
And right.
It's important, but.
Unless it's the boss.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to drop everything and go. And next thing is telling me that most of the requests, two-thirds of the requests, failed requests, had this particular exception type, connection timeout. And it happened in this particular method. So I know it's right here, I know something is going wrong, that's unusual, I need to look at it. But also know what the impact is and where the problem is.
You know what? It's like, I look at this as a dev and I'm just like, oh man, Jim is trying to run a report on all the data right now, every time. I mean, because it feels like that. When I see something with reporting, I know someone's trying to load a report with 1,000 pages and it's timing out. I'm looking at this and just thinking that's what it has to be.
Exactly. It could be one of two things. It could be that somebody is doing something crazy, loading the system.
Dang it, Jim.
I know we just deployed something a couple hours ago.
Right.
Or it could be a problem there.
Sure.
So I know enough to go, when I go back to my work, to go where to start looking. So let's say I'm back at work now. I pulled up the dashboard set up in Application Insights.
That's beautiful.
For my application. So right off the bat, first thing I want to do is I want to look at a live stream to see what's going on right now. So let me look at that, open that, and take a look.
Oh, it looks like you were in
full mode. Yeah. But as it comes up, let me look at this.
So one of the cool things that I'm liking about this is that it's being proactive. Sometimes you only find out about an error after Jim tried to run that report. You're saying that now it's actually going to email you when it detects an anomaly, even before maybe they recognize that something has happened.
That's right. So I look at my live stream. Things seem to be okay. There's occasional spikes. So there's nothing that points my attention to that, draws my attention here. So let me go back and look at the dashboard. So right here, I see something here. There's some failures here. Server side, I get to see, my report is a request that failed, and I know the number, about 1,000 of them failed. I look at the exception, it's the same exception. There's something weird going on here. So I need to kind of start drilling in here. So let me go look at that. So my hypothesis here is, I need to rule out, first of all, is it a load issue where I'm not provisioning enough connections in my pool? Maybe I need to increase it, so it's a config issue, or it's actually a bug. As you can see here, this is my server timeline. The icon there tells me that's when I deployed a change. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where the problem also, you can see, started happening around there. And I look at it, my load is roughly the same, number of requests. But my response time is spiking up. And you can see there's a bunch of failed requests. So what leads me to conclude is, this is probably a timeout issue.
Yeah.
So there's nothing weird. So it's probably a bug, right? So let me go dig in a little bit deeper. So for this, I'm going to open up a new feature we just shipped, announced, called Application Analytics.
Okay.
So what it does, when we talked about earlier, all the telemetry we collect about requests, exceptions, traces, all of that, not only do we provide all these built-in views like dashboards and things like that out of the box for you, you can go run your queries in a kind of a big data infrastructure brought to you in a much simplified way where you don't have to worry about running, maintaining it, and you can just run your ad hoc queries to really ask probing questions to get to what the root cause is. So first thing I'm going to do is, let me look at all the traces where a message contains connection. So I know I wrote code to log everything,
right.
So I'm going to start by looking there.
What language is that? That feels like SQL, but not.
It's SQL. It's someone knows SQL can pick it up very fast. So we designed this specifically for telemetry analysis. So we start with a loose structure, amount of data, and you pipe it.
It's like forward piping in F#.
That's right.
I mean, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been using it internally at Microsoft for almost a year now. And people just love it. We ourselves use it day in, day out to analyze application insights.
I mean, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It's like you have all these things. Let's pipe forward and then get some stuff out
of
it. Yeah. I love it.
Simple,
so in this question, I look at all my traces. The last 2 hours, I know the problem started there. Look at all the messages that contain the word connection. As you can see here, you know, there's connection opened, closed, so I have a series of messages. So what I need to really, and there are about 728 records in the last 2 hours, I can't possibly sift through this and make sense out of it.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is a more advanced query. Show me only the messages that didn't have a corresponding close, right? So it's a fairly sophisticated query here. I pull out some data from my message, from my text message, create a column, I do a join, it's an anti-join, and really match it with the corresponding disposing connection. So it's fairly sophisticated. I run it. Now I'm going to see, what I'll see is just those connection open messages that didn't have a corresponding close. So as you can see here, I have a set of messages that were not closed. And what I also see is something called an operation ID. At the beginning when we talked about it, I talked about correlation.
Sure.
So operation ID is a field that correlates all the telemetry together. So my open, close, everything in between will have the same operation ID. So I know, so what I want to now do is, I know I have a list about 30 records that basically failed or didn't close it. So what I'm going to do is I want to go drill down to see one of those, one transaction. So I take an operation ID, I select it, now I'm going to go into the right of the code. So I'm going to go into Visual Studio, and we have a simple search interface in Visual Studio where I can also search through my telemetry so I can drill into my code from right here. So I search for that, and what I should see is the information for that one transaction. So I, as you can see here, there was an exception as part of that transaction.
So just a quick question, because I see that there's telemetry that's on Azure, obviously, with the website. Is there stuff being stored on Visual Studio as well, or is this querying the
It's all querying Azure
from
Visual Studio.
Got it, perfect.
So the portal I showed earlier, the query layer, that layer and Visual Studio are querying the same storage. So
that's awesome.
The same information, but right context. Here you have the right context to go look at your code. So open up the exception. And the exception has a bunch of information, where it happened, a message, and also the stack trace. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the method.
I like this. And the reason why you would query it inside of Visual Studio is so that you can go to the actual code. Because you can't do that when you're online looking at the stuff. And so it's good to be in whatever context you want to be in. I love
it. Exactly. So I look at the code. I'm looking for a connection leak, basically. Yeah. As you can see here, open connections here, right there. And I'm actually disposing connections at various points in my code. I know there was an exception here. If I look here, where the catch block is, where the exception gets caught, I don't dispose the connections. That is the source of my leak.
Ah.
So there's an exception, and then that happens right there. So now I can go fix it and deploy it. So what we started with is, just to recap, an alert, email alert that came with the right set of information. I was able to go look at it in the portal and make a judgment whether it was a bug or just a configuration issue. I was going to run probing queries to look at the exact one transaction, isolate to one transaction that had an issue. I came to Visual Studio, searched on the transaction, went to the line of code, fixed it, and now I can deploy it and move forward.
That's awesome. And we obviously spent like 10 minutes on this, but this would literally be a matter of email, online, open, go to Visual Studio, click, oh, I forgot to dispose connections, and so there's too many connections, there's none in the pool. Time to close a connection on this error.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And so all of this done in like pretty quick time.
Yeah.
Now, was this what you showed? Was there anything that they had to do other than click on the checkbox for this? Or did this just happen with the App Insights?
In this case, what I showed had a bit more. The requests were collected automatically, but I showed developer the traces.
I see.
Traces were added by the developer as part of the code. As you can see here, right here, track trace, that's our SDK. And that gives me a way to go to the next level.
I love it. So we have about 20 seconds left, which is a lot of time. Where can people go to sort of start learning about this and putting it in their applications today?
So just search for Application Insight. You get to the Azure portal. You can try it immediately. You click the checkbox. It's you can try it for free. It just turned automatically on. It starts collecting your data, and you can get these alerts and the analysis.
This is awesome. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Love it. We should all have it in our applications. Thanks for watching. And again, we're here at Build. We'll see you next time. Take care.